NFL players have been back on the job for just over a week now, and already more than 200 of them have been traded or switched teams as free agents. Such moves are often accompanied by this question: can I keep my number? As NPR's Mike Pesca tells us, the answer is often yes, for a price.
Some call it the most lopsided trade pulled off in Minnesota since the Vikings dealt for Herschel Walker. Others say that's a bit hyperbolic, especially since clause number 3 of this week's transaction was this.
An ice cream cone, but that one's optional.
At stake, the rights to Vikings uniform number 5. Punter Chris Clouie wore it last year. New quarterback Donovan McNabb has worn it throughout his career. So Clouie named his price. A $5,000 charitable donation, the aforementioned non-compulsory dairy product, and this plugs for the band in which Clouie plays bass.
5 mentions of my band, Tripping Icarus, and non-consecutive press conferences. You can't just, go Tripping Icarus, Tripping Icarus, Tripping Icarus.
Okay.
Tripping Icarus, an alternative metal band whose name clearly should have been Optional Ice Cream, was the greatest beneficiary of this deal. But former NFL lineman Damian Woody has heard price tags that are much, much higher.
I've heard a ridiculous amount, like $100,000, stuff like that. And I'm like, are you serious?
As for Woody, he wore 65 with the Patriots and was successfully wooed by the Lions with the promise of keeping number 65.
When I went on my free agent visit to Detroit, they had it in the locker with a couple other linemen. So they had the number, they had my name and all that stuff. That was part of the pitch.
But when Woody came to the Jets, there already was a number 65, so he strapped on 67 without complaint. He says linemen don't really care about such frivolities.
Linemen, we don't have egos or anything like that. We could care less.
No NFL player is more attached to a number than Chad Ochocinco, who named himself after his uniform number. Actually, misnamed himself. He should be Chad Ochenta y Cinco, technically speaking. Ochocinco was able to acquire number 85 with his new team, the Patriots, as the old wearer graciously gave it up. Another wide receiver, the newest Jet, Plexico Burris, was able to get his old uniform number, 17, for no charge. Of course, had Burris made a cash offer, it would have to be taken with 17 grains of salt. When with the Giants, Burris agreed to pay for the remodeling of punter Jeff Fiegel's kitchen in exchange for number 17. Fiegel says Burris stiffed him. Burris still wears 17, and Fiegel's is retired, presumably ordering takeout most nights. Mike Pesca, NPR News.